Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome in to Wednesday. Happy you're with us on this 22nd day of the month of October on the Mark Cox Morning Show. And walked in this morning. I knew Dan Buck wasn't here, but apparently we thought we had Scott Jagow, and we've not located him yet. So we're bumping along here. Just stand by. We know we'll have Sue Thomas, right?
I hope.
And our friend Stewart from down the hall is going to be helping us out with the news this morning.
Hopefully.
So we do appreciate that. We'll get things figured out here. It's only 5 a.m. We're doing all right. It is cold out there this morning.
It was
chilly. I will tell you that. I had to put the dog out this morning before I left, and I'm like, whoa, that's winter weather out there this morning. Had to go get the heavier guns and hoses vest. If you'll see, got a little swag when we became the official radio station of Guns and Hoses, which we're very proud about. So that is something that we're looking forward to, because, gosh, that's going to be here before you know it. If it's already the 22nd of this month, that is happening the night before Thanksgiving. So we're just a little more than a month out from Guns and Hoses. That's going to be a lot of fun, and looking forward to getting down there. And I'm still not quite sure what I'm going to be doing for Guns and Hoses, but I know I'm going to be on the stage and playing some role for them. Here you go, Ethan. Playing some role for Guns and Hoses in the arena that night. That's very exciting for me. That role will not include boxing, so the show will go on without that. I've already broken my nose once. Don't need to ever do that again. So we're looking forward to that. We do have the birthday party coming up tomorrow. I keep telling people this. I'm like, hey, listen, it's finally, you can dress for fall weather. Like, the high is going to be, what did I see yesterday? High is going to be in the 60s maybe tomorrow. So it's going to be gorgeous. We're going to get good sunshine. We're going to have great weather for this event. And I hope you can come out, because we're going to be out in Chesterfield. And, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's going to be, a high of about 62 degrees tomorrow. That's going to be gorgeous. You can wear a light jacket or a sweater, whatever you want to do. We're going to have a live broadcast out there from 3 to 6. The party starts at 5 to 7:30 at just outside of Lit Cigar Lounge. And, of course, the factory is just up the street there, if you know where that is. And Napoli Brothers and Four Hands Brewery is just around the corner. And we're looking forward to being out there. It's going to be a great celebration. Thanks to everybody who's involved in this, because it's really been a labor of love for us to get together and celebrate 25 years of doing this in the region. A testament to a lot of people over the years, and of course, our loyal listeners who've been listening. I don't know about you. I know some people listening this morning, some of our early listeners were early listeners to this radio station. I was there from the beginning, I'm proud to say. I I started listening in probably the year 2000, like pretty much as soon as they went on the radio, because let's face it, other than Rush Limbaugh, there was a real gap in talk radio, particularly locally. And I know what you're going to say. We've had talk radio in St. Louis for years. It was mostly on the AM side. But here's the – for those of you listening this morning, if you're new to this program, if you're listening this morning, maybe you haven't heard me say this before. If you've listened for a while, maybe you have. But I don't listen to talk radio where they talk about boring things like repainting stripes on a road. Too much of talk radio in St. Louis fits that bill. And quite frankly, as I drive across the country, it happens all over the place. Honestly. Do you have nothing else to talk about than hanging up Halloween decorations? Or, you know, this is the new road construction they're working on. I mean, it just bores me when I try to listen to some of these other just completely vanilla talk shows in town. 97.1 came on the air 25 years ago and did something different. We talked about issues that mattered. And you might not always have agreed with the opinions, but it was thought-provoking. That's what I hunger for. I want radio that engages my brain and not just talks about mind-numbing stuff that nobody cares about. That's what sets us apart. I truly believe that. So you'll have an opportunity to come out tomorrow and join us. Hopefully you have RSVP. Now, you don't have to RSVP, but we're asking you to RSVP because we need to know just a general idea of how many people are going to be here. That's all we're asking. You go to 971talk.com/events. You'll see it right up there. Just let us know if you're going to show up tomorrow night. That way the vendors are sure they have enough food. Food will be available for purchase. There'll be drinks available for purchase. So they're just asking people to RSVP for that reason. Other than that, it's open and you can come. We just want to know who's coming. Our thanks, by the way, to Rhino Shield, U.S. Men's Medical Center, Lore Wine and Spirits is going to be out there. They're bringing Old Dominic, who's going to have some samples for you. Rayburn Wines will be there, that California wine, which is fantastic. So there'll be representatives out there from Guns N' Hoses. It's going to be a good time. It really is. So we are looking forward to seeing you out there tomorrow. What's happened overnight? We've had a couple of things here. The vice president is in Israel trying to make sure that this Middle East peace thing stays on track. I have been surprised at the number of people, and the vice president talked about this a little bit yesterday, the number of people who seem to be rooting for failure in the Middle East. It's shocking to me. Peace in that region, a lot of people probably thought until the past week or so that it was impossible. And it might end up being impossible, I don't know, but would we be better off if nobody tried? Joe Biden didn't try. Barack Obama didn't try. Well, realistically, when you're talking about a two-state solution, that's not trying. That's ignoring the fact that one state wants to obliterate the other state. You can't have that. You can't put that boundaries around that. So until you got rid of that kind of talk, you couldn't talk about a real solution to what's going on there. J.D. Vance is over there, and hopefully he has an impact on that. We'll talk about that a little bit this morning as well. So be sure and stay with us. We've got Mary Vogt coming up a little later, Vice President of Strategic Comms for the Heritage Foundation. My friend Jane Pushkar is going to join us from Francis Howe Schools at about 7:35. This is what I love, when somebody has the guts to get up in front of the school board and read sections from books that are available on library shelves, but of course everybody gets red-faced when they have to hear the books read out loud. If that's you, you're part of the problem. if you think it's okay to have the book in the library where kids can access it, but you don't want anybody to read the sections out loud that are obscene, you're part of the problem. That's what's going on at Francis Howe. We're going to get Jane in here to talk about that in the 7 o'clock hour. We got Jimmy Failla a little later. Charles Payne, a couple of the biggest stars on Fox are going to be joining us in the show today. So we're going to get to all that and more for you coming up in just a few minutes. I've gone a little bit long here, Ethan, so I think I'll wait and get to the short list when we come back in just a couple of minutes. First, though, let's get to our national anthem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you see?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
They're not negotiating. What they're doing is saying they lost the negotiation when we got the great, big, beautiful deal done. They lost that negotiation. Now they're saying, well, we want to get some of the things we lost.
Yeah, the president's like, yeah, that's pretty much what happened here. It's no difference with the No Kings protest. They're protesting because they lost the election. They're out of power. Plain and simple. There's no monarchy in this country. It was a free and fair election last fall, and you got trounced. And you're mad about it. And now Chuck Schumer got trounced by his fellow lefties when he funded the government last time. And now he swore he wouldn't do that again. Well, guess what? It is backfiring on the left in a horrible way.
Senate Republicans, House Republicans, and the President of the United States are all in favor of reopening the federal government. So we're hopeful that this will be the week when we break out of this. And the Democrats come to their senses and decide to open up the government.
Yeah, you think? That's John Thune. I'm proud of him. I got to tell you, I was not necessarily a fan when Thune was elected Senate Majority Leader. But so far, so good. He's holding his ground, which is all we can hope for.
We actually have influencers right now saying, hey, go buy a gun. And if ICE comes to your house and wants to arrest you, and they're not supposed to, you'll have the weapon. It is one of the worst things I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
And I can't believe there's not more outrage over that.
Yeah, Chris Cuomo, the former CNN guy, last night saying, hey, why are people not paying more attention to this? You got a guy at a No Kings rally saying, go buy a gun, turn it on ICE. He said this is outrageous, and the mainstream media, he admitted, is not covering it.
The Democrat Party's main constituency are made up of Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals.
You know, I have so many thoughts there. I do want to say, hearing that, it's deplorable.
Oh, my. Oh, my. So that is the worst White House spokesman in the history of the United States, Corinne Jean-Pierre. You know, call it bad timing, call it whatever you want. Jen Psaki, Peppermint Patty, left the job, and they called up the reserves. And wow, what a dismal failure that was. And you know, in some ways, you Like, I could almost feel a little bit of sympathy for it. Almost feel a little bit of sympathy for her if she wasn't so outrageously, I don't know. She didn't have the capacity for the job. Let me put it gently like that. She also faced a president that was not all there. And every day, because he was not talking to the media, she had to try to go out and defend this guy. And that had to be awful in some ways. But, you know, she was a shill. She was doing the bidding of the Democrat Party at that point, which is to lie about the kind of shape that this guy was in. And I don't know. There's a part of me that wants to almost feel sorry for her. And then yesterday I hear her attack the person who, in my opinion, has been the best press secretary in my lifetime, and that's Caroline Leavitt. So they ask her about Leavitt's comments there about who the support was for the Democrat Party these days. I'll let you listen to all of that and then get to the point where this was on The View. Of course, Corinne Jean-Pierre's pushing a book. This is what she said. Cut 12.
The Democrat Party's main constituency are made up of Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals.
Truth. Okay.
And then yesterday, get that, then yesterday, she posted a private message of a White House correspondent asking her who suggested Budapest for a planned meeting between Trump and Putin, to which Leavitt replied, your mom did. Making your mama joke.
Your mama, like that.
Do you have any advice for the current press secretary as to the decorum of that position?
You know, I have so many thoughts there. I do want to say something to the first clip that you all just showed, yeah, which is hearing that, it's deplorable.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, name it.
They're all reading from the same script. I did love the fact, though, that Caroline Leavitt was asked this question just a little later in the day after The View aired. They happened to ask her what she thought about Corinne Jean-Pierre with a huge chip on her shoulder, trying to defend how horrible she was for all those years as the Biden White House spokesperson, referring to Caroline Leavitt as deplorable. This was her reaction to it. Cut 13, please.
She called you deplorable, and you say?
Well, with all due respect to my predecessor, she is one of the main culprits of the greatest cover-up and scandal in American history. She took the podium every day and lied to the press about the incompetence of her boss.
Every day. She took to the podium and lied to the American people about that. And on The View and these other shows she's been doing this week, she's still lying about it. Still claiming Joe Biden would call her into his office and she was nervous, afraid she had screwed something up because he had such a vast knowledge and depth to him on all of these political issues. What a joke. What a joke it truly was. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here. We'll be back with a Mark Cox Soapbox. Stay tuned.
Now, Mark Cox Soapbox.
I read a poll this morning that said, a lot of Americans are starting to blame Democrats for the government shutdown. And it's just simply because Republicans are better at messaging than Democrats will ever be. I can't believe Democrats still haven't figured out how to message.
Oh, come on. Come on, Charlemagne the God. How did this guy ever become famous at anything? I would love to know that. Can we get real here for just a minute? Because I just got to tell you, when I hear the left saying they can't believe it, when Harry Enten on CNN yesterday is reading the fact that Donald Trump is not suffering at all in his ratings from the government shutdown. For some reason, the public's not blaming Donald Trump. Charlemagne the God says it's because of poor messaging. No, it's not. Don't be an idiot about this. This has nothing to do with messaging. The American people are seeing the truth about what's gone on here. It's as black and white as it's ever been. Seriously. John Kennedy, I got to give him credit because he was on with our buddy Jimmy Fallon. We'll talk to Jimmy about this later today. But Kennedy's on there, and he's like, "Listen, I don't understand what the confusion is here. This is not brain surgery about what's happened." Listen to Kennedy.
I think I told the press my mama didn't raise a fool, and if she did, it was one of my brothers. I wasn't about to vote for that, and no Republican was, and President Trump wasn't going to support it. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're in a shutdown. We haven't asked for a damn thing. All we have asked for is to keep government open while we negotiate a budget.
Yeah, thank you. It really is that simple. To the left, everything is about messaging. We have to lie to people and convince them. We have to spin this in such a way that people come to our way of thinking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Democrats created Obamacare. They funded Obamacare on straight party line votes, and John McCain saved Obamacare. So we have one Republican to blame for the fact that we still have this boondoggle 15 years later. One man did this who's not with us anymore. And these subsidies they talk about are things they wouldn't even put in permanently because they knew how much it was costing the government to do this. Your tax dollars. So what are they doing? They're now trying to put a gun to the head of the American people and hold them hostage to demand more money for a failed healthcare system. It only works if you don't. It's only affordable if you can get subsidies, which is why Joe Biden raised the level at which you can get a subsidy for a family of four making $600,000 a year. I mean, it's the craziest thing you've ever heard. They just kept raising the threshold so that more and more people would get hooked on this and think they were getting a great deal. And because they knew when the money ran out, no elected politician would want to pull the rug out from under those people and take away something they saw as a benefit. That's the big lie from the left in this country. All they want to do is sell you that they're giving you a benefit of some sort, and heaven forbid somebody ever try to take it away. Hey, you can't take what's mine. I'm getting my check, or I'm getting my subsidy, and how dare you try to take it away? That's what's going on here. And it's not a matter of messaging, Charlemagne the God. It's not a matter of the Republicans are better at messaging. There are people, not all of them, not nearly enough of them in the Republican Party, who remember the basic principles of what this country was founded on, and who realize how far adrift we've come or gotten from that ideal about what government is supposed to be there for. And until we start redirecting the ship back in that direction, and I'm not sure we can completely get the horse back in the barn. Don't get me wrong there, at all. I'm not naive enough to believe that. But smaller government is always the answer. It is. listen to Greg Gutfeld pointed this out on The Five yesterday. I thought that his words were so true. I needed to play them for you this morning in the Mark Cox Soapbox. Listen to the truth. This is not spin. This is not messaging. This is a history lesson.
The politician's biggest fear is that people realize much of what the government does is not essential. The government was created purely for things that we cannot do. The essentials, like military, not trans, military. But over time, it transformed into a massive, ever-expanding monster that is designed for its own self-preservation.
It's true. It is absolutely true. It's a self-feeding monster now that has to keep getting bigger. And when you even suggest a reduction in a planned increase, the left goes to its spin doctors and starts trying to tell you that old people are going to have to eat dog food. I'm not saying it's the perfect system. It's just better than every other system. That's where we went wrong many years ago, and our forefathers saw it coming. It might have been Franklin, I'll paraphrase him, who said that once the people realize they can vote themselves a raise, it's over with. We'll lose this thing. Well, the politicians realized a long time ago they could vote themselves a raise, and all they had to do was keep feeding government money back to their constituents who would vote them back into office. It's a vicious, horrible, vicious cycle. Term limits would be the greatest thing that ever happened to this country next to a balanced budget amendment. If we had those two things, we might be able to right this ship. Without it, I don't know how we do that. You get temper tantrums like we're facing right now where the Democrats are freaking out that this huge boondoggle they passed back in 2010 might starve on the vine, because taxpayer money won't be there to support their largesse. I'm sorry, if you're making $600,000 a year, you don't deserve a subsidy. I think a family of four making $100,000 a year, you might be able to make an argument that that they need help of some sort paying the bills. But Obamacare's one reason health care has become out of reach for most Americans. Can we face that? It forced mandates on coverage that you didn't need to try to satisfy this urge of Democrats to take care of you from cradle to grave. And the insurance companies couldn't have been happier about it. It just gave them all of the license they needed to raise rates. And I thought Gutfeld just nailed this yesterday.
Government was great until it got rich. And then as money flowed in, so did the corruption and the rent seeking. The non-essential now dwarfs the essential, and it fights to the death for its survival. That's why, like, you have a temporary spending bill that was supposed to be temporary, but, you know, it's easy to invite, but impossible to evict when you have bureaucrats. And it's funny to see the same people who are marching against no kings, fighting for a ever-increasing government.
Boom. And that was the mic drop. It's true. The people that are out there fighting, saying they don't want a king, want ever-growing government to control every aspect of their life. There's no way around it. I've said it a million times, and it will continue to be my favorite drop of all time.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore, chapped nipples.
All right, that's true. I'm going to go get some Band-Aids for mine. We'll be back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. I was watching this, I was reading this story yesterday on, I think it was Channel 4, was reporting on it, but the Post had it as well. And that was the audit that came out from Donna Behringer's office, the comptroller, and showing the city sheriff's office was nearly $1 million over budget in 2025. This Montgomery guy, I think he's right where he belongs. Anybody want to disagree with that? Sheriff Alfred Montgomery's been in jail. They're petitioning to try to get him out of jail. But what kind of, I mean, this is Kim Gardner level malpractice, isn't it? Is there, I mean, how else can you even wrap your brain around that, that this guy's fighting to stay in office when he spent $800,000 more than the $14 million the city gave him to operate this year? And you know, the interesting part is where all the money went. The great thing about it is you can go through and read it yourself if it's something you're interested in. But I just thought, we knew he was buying some pretty expensive cars and some other things for the city. But the fact that he was $800,000 over, this is just part of the observation that they made about this budget. They said the audit showed that the areas of high concern, the comptroller's office says there were inadequate controls over expenditures. Well, that one's obvious. Inadequate accounting controls and procedures, lack of payroll management, and a lack of segregation of duties in cash handling. You know, what I find is interesting about that is that this guy's only a sheriff. And $14 million is nothing to sneeze at. He oversees a good-sized budget. But he came into that job with just about zero management experience. And you can see the problems that resulted from that. Don't you have to wonder what's going to happen in New York City when somebody who is a born with a silver spoon in his mouth, progressive, who's never held a job, takes over the budget of New York City with socialist intent? And if you think we're all that far from that in places like St. Louis, you're out of your mind. I mean, you see the groundswell of support, at least among the younger crowd, for people like AOC and this Mamdani guy, even a few Bernie bros still out there who think that guy who never worked a day in his life but has three homes. He's never worked for anything but the government, but he's got three homes up in Vermont, including one on the coast. Where'd all the money come from? So these are the people that we slowly see taking over the Democratic Party in this country. I don't blame Caroline Leavitt for saying what she said. I don't. If you're that blind to the realities of what's going on, you hear Stephen Colbert trying to defend this. That was just yesterday. I ran that by it if you missed it. Stephen Colbert trying to defend it, saying neither party is tapping into what's exciting for the Democrats. Do you remember that? Listen to this guy.
Let's talk about the Democrats who are getting people excited. Like Bernie Sanders gets people excited. He's a Democratic Socialist. AOC.
He's an independent.
AOC. She's a Democratic Socialist. Zohran Mamdani, Democratic Socialist. Yeah. Doesn't that say that there are fundamental needs of the working class in America that are not being addressed by either party?
No, that's not what that says, actually. Colbert, that's not what that says. You don't turn the passwords to the family accounts, the checking accounts, over to a 12-year-old who has no concept of spending limits or budgets or how to live. You don't do that. That's the equivalent of what they're going to do in New York City, is turn this over to a spoiled brat who has no real life experience and has never struggled to pay a bill in his entire life. That's what the country's coming to. What are we teaching our youth? I can tell you what we're teaching them. We have teachers like that idiot in Chicago the other day who put her finger to her neck and acted like she was blowing Charlie Kirk's neck out. These are the people that are teaching your children. Are you paying attention yet? We're going to talk about this week. I'm going to get somebody on to talk about the upcoming school board election. Not school board election, but school bond issue out in Rockwood. We haven't talked about that at all. I've got friends that are teachers. I understand the situation. One told me that there are competing school districts that are paying their teachers $10,000 to $15,000 a year more. And they're hemorrhaging good teachers because of that, who are moving to these other districts. They're going to get their pension one of these days, regardless of which school district they're in. But the taxpayers out there have some decisions to make That's a school district that's not made good spending decisions, and now they've gone back to the taxpayer with their hand out. And you got some big – I no longer live in the Rockwood District, but we are going to talk about that coming up later this week. It's an important one. School board elections matter. They do, and we're not educating these children. All of the polls show it. All of the polls show it. Going back to 1980 when the Department of Education was created by Jimmy Carter, everything's gotten worse since then. In just about every category of education, it's gotten worse since the government got involved. And that's where we find ourselves today, is people with the NEA basically running our school districts. We're going to have Jane Pushkar in here later from Francis Howell. She's on the school board out there. She's still fighting the good fight, and this time over the content of some of the obscene books that the district allows in its libraries. So we're going to talk to her about that at 7:35. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.